Okay, so tyres duly pumped up. It's 10 to 9. Saturday, I think it's the 13th, isn't it? September. Just setting off. I'm going off to Thurston. I'm going to pick up my old friend and mucker, Richard Fawcett. He was the head teacher at Thurston Upper School, as it was, to become Thurston Community College. And he and I are going to do the churches today, historic churches, and try and give you a flavour of some of the people and some of the places.
So we think back to where we started, St Mary's Church in Bury St Edmunds. Wonderful hour, I think, we probably spent with Clive Payne. What kind of sticks in your mind from what Clive was telling us?
He is, without a doubt, emblematic of the enthusiasm we've seen that people have for churches. He did have some wonderful little bits and pieces, didn't he? For example, he talked about the church where I live in Thurston and the rivalry that took place between building it and the church in Ruffham.
Basically, churches are the size they are because of the size of the population, because unlike today, where it's a minority of people who will be attending church, then it would be what everybody did on Sunday. Yeah. You know, you've got to scratch two generations back and it would have been exactly the same, wouldn't it? But so you needed a building that was going to take the entire population of a community. But of course also there was, on a human level, rivalry between different parishes as to, you know, which of us can love God more by building this wonderful
structure. You spoke a little bit when you came to Thurston about Thurston and Ruffham.
Yes, yes.
The two
bits of the Drury family in
competition.
In rivalry, yes. And I mean, Lavenham and Long Melford as two churches we were being financed by the production of woolen cloth. There's definitely rivalry between them. You know, Lavenham's tower poking further up into the sky than anybody else's, and Long Melford having a lady chapel at the east end, imitating a cathedral.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
How many have you done?
Well, five so far.
That's
the town centre. In the town centre.
We're going to do a few towns.
And then we went round another 13 churches during the day. I think what struck me is that what people might assume was a bike ride essentially looking at buildings, but actually more interesting in some ways of people talking about those buildings and talking about how the church was important in their lives, that huge sense of pride we were seeing. What do you think?
Well, the people we saw were, all of them, without exception, enthusiastic volunteers who loved their church and who had such stories to tell.
Right, St Andrew's Church, Tinworth, out in the middle of the countryside. How many come on a Sunday? What was the congregation like?
Well, we have two services a month. One service of Holy Communion and one service of Matins or morning prayer. We get about a dozen.
Yes.
It just varies. It's a very loyal congregation who prefer the prayer book services. So they don't, in fact, only two people actually live here in the village. We get an eclectic congregation of people travel from Bury and other places because they like the old traditional service.
So we've met lots of people on our journeys to the various churches, and we've said hello to people from the bike as we've cycled past them, sometimes quickly, sometimes very slowly. What we haven't seen are many people who were under, 40 years old?
Well, I think in the churches, people who were manning the posts, as it were, and talking to us, I don't think we saw anybody under 40, did we? And most of them were over 60, a bit like me, and not too long, Jeff, to be like you. But I think most of the people we saw had invested a lot of their life in the church, either through having been born in the village and stayed there, or had come in and become part of the village and part of the church life. But well, it says something about the future. What is the church going to do about the future?
Hello.
Hi.
I think it's time for a little bit of rest and relaxation and sort out the old knees.
I think a ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
And
the
bath.
Perfect.
Sounds
absolutely
right.
Perfect.
Well, something like that, anyhow.
Until next year.
Until next year. We'll do it again, shall we?
We will.
We'll do it again. Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.